While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him, and said, "My daughter has just died. Come, lay your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him, touched the tassel on his cloak, said to herself, "If only I can touch his cloak, I will be cured." Turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." And from that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, "Go away, the girl is not dead but sleeping." They ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose. The news of this spread throughout the land. Gospel of the Lord. We as Catholics have a pretty strong feeling or experience of the way we enter into life in Christ. For many of us, in the Western Church especially, baptism comes when we are infants. And for others, many others, baptism comes as a result of their own personal faith journey and search. I'm one of those that was baptized as a child. I also realize in the context of that baptism is really part of an overall plan that comes from Christ, any of us who are willing to listen. I simplify it by saying that there is the call, there's the plan, and there's the promise that all initiates in baptism in our search for truth in Jesus. I realize at some point, even baptized as a child, that I have to come to grips with what happened to me in baptism, the fact that I was incorporated into a community, but also I was given both the challenge and the grace to walk with Jesus through the rest of my life, and I realize only little by little, and it certainly comes on to us slowly, that saying yes to that at some point, when I did so as a young adult, and others again who come into baptism as adults, saying yes to that call has a consequence, or in fact many consequences. One of the kind of underlying comments that Jesus makes to us in his own behavior and in his overall teaching is, if you say yes to me, then I promise I will walk with you always, but I will also promise you that I'll take you places that you probably would not like to have gone on your own, and I'll introduce you to people and situations that you were certainly not prepared for. But if you answer the call, if you walk with me and let me walk with you, then I can guarantee that when those moments come, you'll have the wherewithal to be able to rise to the occasion, do something about it. We can hang in on the call because the final part of this little formula is that there is a promise involved. So if I accept the call of Jesus and I walk with him the way in which he suggests that I should walk, there is the promise of eternal life, of life in peace and of glory with Jesus himself, coming to sit at the throne of the Father. So I hear the call, and I accept it. I come to grips with it at some point. And I do that partly because I realize that there is a promise involved in this. That is, there is a consequence, positive, for me to know that I'm going to walk with Jesus, walk throughout my life with Jesus, entering eventually into the glory of the great Christian promise. What happens in the middle between the call and the promise? That's what I call the plan. If you like, call it Christianity. Essentially, these are the situations in which Jesus brings us places, introduces us to people, puts before us challenges that we ordinarily would not have chosen for ourselves. Meet these people, even though you're different from them. Walk with these people, even though you're unfamiliar with what they believe and what they say and what they do, how they live, and recognize that in being my friend, you are also their friend. In serving me, you are also committed to serving them. So that there is something that will pour out of you from time to time that's reflective of the call that I gave you initially. That, again, that calling out of power is very much symbolized today in the statements of the gospel. The man comes because he believes, and he asks Jesus for a favor, and he believes it'll come. He does things that ordinarily a leader would not have to do. He humbles himself and stands before Jesus and says, everything else has failed. I think you can help. So in my humility, in a sense, I ask you for the help. And it comes. Jesus does, in fact, reward this man's faith. Also, without even knowing it almost, Jesus realizes that there are going to be people who are searching for him, solve their problems, and he does that. And he does it, in a sense, in an unobtrusive way, as unobtrusive as all of a sudden power escaping from us, because we believe in Jesus. We are, in a sense, walking with him as partners. And in that partnership, we're able to give people a sense of confidence and faith in themselves and in God's love. And lets us come to one another and ask for expressions of that great gift that's a result of faith. So heal me, cure me, be my friend, forgive me. Help me understand what's coming next. Those are all the kinds of things that collectively make up our Christianity. And so we do our best to stick our heads into that world of mystery and to say, all right, because I believe and because I know that Jesus has given me the promise of reward, I also have to accept the consequences of that act of faith and that life of giving. And the consequences are just that, giving. Turning around and in God's name and through the power of Jesus, offering ourselves to people who are probably, who we might not have known, we might not particularly want to serve, we might not particularly want to be around, and asking for the grace to enable them to feel Jesus' healing love just as we felt it. So the call to glory, all to happiness, ultimate happiness and peace, and the promise of that reward and of the living of that promise forever, the companionship of Jesus, as a part of the plan, the responsibility we have to reach out and to live our Christianity. Our Christianity is designed and initiated by God's love. It's lived by us as well as we can live it, and then it's rewarded by God again. In a sense, that's a simplistic and easy way of looking at things. On the other hand, it's also very complicated. It's hard for me to say yes to Jesus, especially realizing at some point that it's going to cost. It's hard to live the life of cost. It's hard to live the life of service or of healing and or sharing in the healing process. And yet that's part of the plan. And then and only then do I feel a sense of comfort and hope walking into the real presence of God through Jesus Christ in the fulfillment of this dynamic as we then receive the promise. All that comes and challenges us and introduces us, the life of Christianity that's in between the call and the promise, and then the promise itself is a kind of a formula that we need to recognize present to us, that Jesus is there making the call, enabling us to live the life of the plan, and then sharing and bringing us into the life of ultimate grace and peace. While it's simple and yet difficult, it's also something that we can know for sure. I believe these things because Jesus has told us are my truths. This is my reality. And if you hear me, accept me, walk with me, you'll never regret it. Blessings.